Amen. Wow. Wow. That was awesome. That was awesome. I love the saxophone, but I must say it has been, I don't know if I've ever experienced a piano saxophone duet that's been that anointed. And I'm just being honest right now. That was powerful. That was powerful. Wow. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Mom. It's great to see everyone here tonight. Glad that we could gather together to give thanks to God. I'm excited to share something with you that God put on my heart. And we're just going to dive right into the Word so that we can have more time for worship after that. Who's excited for that? I'm excited to get there because God is so good. God is so good. So I just want to say a prayer. Lord, we thank you for this time that you've given us. Lord, thank you for the opportunity we have to dive into your word for us tonight. We pray that you would open our ears to hear, open our eyes to see, and open our hearts to perceive and understand. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. All God's people said, amen. Amen. Well, tonight's message has one point, and it has one invitation, and I'm going to tell you both right now. The one point is this: God is faithful. God is faithful. Amen? God is faithful. And the one invitation is to think about one impossible thing that God might be summoning you to do and to take action to achieve that impossible thing. God is faithful. We live in a world that's constantly changing. It's in flux. Everything around us changes. Time flies. The world turns, the continents even shift upon tectonic plates. And this year, in particular, things changed quite a lot, right? Our plans got disrupted greatly as responses to the coronavirus became more aggressive, making many of us stay home more often, wear masks continually, and do things we probably haven't done in our lifetimes. Faithfulness, though, is the opposite of change. Faithfulness is the quality of steadfastness and reliability in the midst of unreliability. When we say God is faithful, we're saying, as the song says, you stay the same through the ages, your love never changes. We're saying to God, you will come through and you will not fail. Can I hear an amen? Amen. The Hebrew word in the Old Testament that captures this sense of God's faithfulness is the Hebrew word chesed, which some translators translate as loving kindness or steadfast love. And in undergraduate, my Hebrew professor told me that what chesed really connotes in the Old Testament is covenant loyalty, meaning God made a covenant and he is going to uphold his end of the deal. When we hear things like the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, his mercies never come to an end, that is God's chesed, his covenant loyalty at work. God is faithful and he will not fail. One biblical story I love that illustrates this faithfulness is that of Abraham and Isaac in Genesis chapter 22. If you want to turn over there, you can, just to follow along for your own reference, but you know the story well, so I'm going to read a condensed version here. This is from Genesis 22. The Bible says, after these things, God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham. And Abraham said, here I am. God said, take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I shall show you. So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and set out for the mountain. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place far away. Then he said to his servant, stay here with the donkey. The boy and I will go over there. We will worship, and then we will return. Abraham laid the wood on his son Isaac, and the two of them walked on together. Isaac said to his father, father, we have the wood and the flint for fire, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham said, God himself will provide the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. And the two of them walked on together. Have you ever felt that God has forsaken you? Have you ever felt that God might not provide? Has it ever seemed that God would not prove faithful to his covenant, that his loyalty might fail? I can't imagine the fear in Abraham's heart as he raised that knife to kill his son. Would God provide? This year's been hard. Beyond COVID, maybe you've lost something. Maybe you've lost a job, a parent, a house. Maybe you've undergone a trauma, whether emotional or physical or spiritual. Will God provide? Is he still faithful? 2 Timothy 2:13 shares the famous saying, if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Even if we are unfaithful to our end of the deal, God will still uphold his because it is part of his very fabric. Faithfulness is essential to who God is. God is faithful. Does it seem like he's not working? He is. Even when you can't see it, he's working. Even when you can't feel it, he's working. He never stops working. Listen to some of these scriptures about God's covenant loyalty throughout the scriptures. Exodus 2 tells us that when the Israelites were enslaved in the land of Egypt, they cried out to God, and God heard their cries and remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Psalm 106 retells the many times that the children of Israel rebelled against God by forsaking his covenant. But verse 45 tells us, God looked on their distress when he heard their cry, and he remembered his covenant for their sake. Ezekiel 13 tells the love story between God and Israel. Israel forsook God, but verse 60 of that chapter tells us that God said, yet I will remember my covenant and establish with you an everlasting covenant. God is faithful. He parts the sea when the army's behind you. He brings water from a rock when you're in the desert's drought. He provides a ram in the bush right before you plunge the knife. And when you were dead in the sin that shrouds you, he laid the wood upon his son and walked him to the hill to be a sacrifice. But this time, there was no ram. Christ died for us. But 3 days later, he rose from the dead to give us new life. And I believe that your story does not end in a borrowed tomb. It begins in an empty one. Your story doesn't end in a borrowed tomb. It begins in an empty one because God is faithful. God is able to resurrect the dead things in your life. What in your life has died? What is lying dormant in the tomb, stinking and rotting, and you think there is no hope? God is able to resurrect that dead thing. We serve a God of the empty tomb. The point is, God is faithful. That is our takeaway for tonight. And the invitation that I want to challenge all of us to do is to step into the impossible. Identify one impossible thing that God is summoning you to. Ask yourself, what situation in my life seems impossible? What issue seems insurmountable? Is there a tomb in your life that remains occupied, one that God needs to vacate by his power? Identify that impossible situation. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it is a mortgage. Maybe it's a physical ailment. Maybe it's an emotional weight. Identify what that impossible situation is. And I challenge you to do what Caleb did in the Old Testament. Ask God, say, give me that mountain. Give me that mountain. Jesus said, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and it will do it. No mountain is too big. Not COVID, not joblessness, not cancer, not depression. None of that is too big. No mountain is too big to be moved into the sea by the power of the God who's faithful. Amen? Ask God to do that impossible thing and to provide where provision doesn't seem visible. Because at the moment Abraham raised his hand, God knew Abraham trusted. And God said, I will provide. Amen. I believe God wants to provide. And his invitation to us is to step out into the impossible. Ask God to do the impossible and provide where provision isn't visible. This is not name it, claim it. This is not saying, I'm going to get that new Ferrari in Jesus' name. This isn't name it, claim it, because that can often depend upon our faith. But what we're talking about depends on God's faithfulness. It's his faith, not ours. He's the one who empties the tomb, not us. He's the one who frees us. Not us. He's the one who provides, not us. We simply accept his invitation to step out into the impossible. James 2:22 says about Abraham, now faith was working in Abraham's work, and as a result of his work, faith was perfected. So it's this beautiful cycle. It says faith was working when Abraham stepped out. When he said, I'm going to trust God. God called me to go to the mountain with my son. That might be scary. I don't know how it will turn out, but I'm going to trust God. The scripture says faith was working in that step that Abraham took. And as a result of that step, Abraham's faith was perfected. Do you see the amazing cycle there? We step out in faith and say, God, I'm going to see that mountain moved. And as we walk, we gain more faith. It's sort of like Peter walking on the water, right? Each step perhaps getting a little more, oh, wow, this is actually happening. God is doing this. That's what this faith journey is in walking with Jesus. God is faithful, and he will uphold his end of the deal. I'm going to ask the worship team to come on back. We're going to dive right back into some worship. But I just want to leave this with you. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. He never changes. This year has been wild in so many ways. Unprecedented events for many of our lifetimes. And we can in the midst of the chaos, we can feel as if, wow, there's no way out of this. This is never going to end. Policies are never going to change again. Everything is, to be honest, some of these things might come to pass. The world is probably different for the rest of its lifetime. But in the midst of the change and in the midst of the chaos, we serve a God who is before, during, and after the chaos. We serve a God who knew this was coming. He knows where we're at, and he knows where we're going, right? We don't have to fear what's around the next corner because he is already there. You might be afraid that something's waiting around the corner. I assure you there is. His name is God. Amen. He is waiting around the corner for us. He knows what is coming. He knows what is coming. Caleb said, give me that mountain. Give me that mountain. What's the mountain in your life? What is the mountain? What is the mountain that's been living under the rug for a while? You swept it under the rug 20 years ago and haven't dealt with it. And you think that it's hopeless. It's not hopeless. Amen. In Jesus' name, it Amen. Is not hopeless. Give me that mountain. Yes. Give me that mountain. God is faithful.
Amen.
1 Thessalonians 5:24 says, faithful is the one who called you, and he also will do it. That's the best deal in the universe right there. God's going to call you to do something, and then he's also going to do it for you, through you. God is faithful, and the one who is faithful and called you is faithful to fulfill what he called you to do through you. God is faithful.
Amen.
So we're gonna go into a time of worship. I'm going to invite everyone to stand right now, and I challenge you, take that impossible thing, that borrowed tomb, that dead dream, that old addiction, that anxiety, that fear, whatever it is, take that and bring it to the Lord and say, Lord, even if I'm faithless, you're still faithful. You are still faithful. Faithful is the one who called you, and he will do it. And as we enter into a time of worship, I encourage you, release that to the Lord. Release that to the Lord. No mountain is too big that he cannot move it. No chain is too thick that he cannot break it. No depression is too heavy that he cannot lift it. No relationship is too far gone that he cannot mend it. God is faithful. God is faithful. Lord, we worship you. We thank you that you are faithful, that we can depend on your faithfulness. You will provide.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.